Thank you very much. I'm referring to the question regarding the merge of the function of the Prosecutor General and the Ministry of Justice. Let me start by saying that there are no commonly accepted rules regarding mutual relations between the prosecution service and executive branch of the government. There are systems in which the public prosecutors enjoys full independence of the government and more closely cooperates with the judiciary. But in the same time, there are countries, there are jurisdictions where the prosecutor's office is subordinated to the government, to the executive power. In the European context, both solutions, both options are acceptable. This stems, for example, from the Council of Europe recommendation regarding the position of prosecutor among the law enforcement authorities and criminal justice. So Poland's choice to merge the function of the Minister of Justice and Prosecutor General is in conformity with acceptable international standard. Despite the merge of these two functions, the Polish law on prosecution adopted in 2016 explicitly provides for guarantees of independence of prosecution service. It is clearly stated under Article 7 of our law that prosecutor in the performance of the activities specified in the statutes is independent. It is meant that prosecutor carries out his actions provided by the law and makes the decision in the course of investigation without any external and internal pressure. Of course, Polish prosecution service follows the principles of hierarchical subordination. It means that the prosecutor in charge of the investigation is obliged to observe commands issued by a superior prosecutor. Nonetheless, the procedure of issuing such command is transparent. It must be rendered in writing with reasoning if it's requested by the prosecutor. All the commands are enclosed in the case file. So in this context, we think we are of the opinion that the freedom of the prosecutor to make decision is observed fully. Thank you.